You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Halen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeart Radio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, We Suck at Being Newlyweds. It's a new week, it's a new episode, and Kaylin, we still suck at being fiancés.
That really flowed off your tongue well. That was the first time.
Yeah.
The intro.
I've been practicing all morning for the past 3 minutes, just in my head, running cycles through and making sure I was prepared for the podcast today. We've got a great episode for you guys today. Jared's not here, so you know it's going to be a good one. Kaylin, why don't you tell the listeners who our guest is going to be this week?
Oh, I'm so excited. Today we have Serena Pitt, and she is just the sweetest person ever. She is wonderful, also engaged to Joe. She also met her fiance on Bachelor in Paradise, so we have a lot to chat about.
How do you know she's the sweetest person ever?
We went to Mexico together.
You said that about Mari and Kenny too, as if I was like... Forgetting the fact that we hung out with all of them.
Serena and I went to Mexico together. Different from Paradise.
I see. Yeah. I thought you were saying only from knowing her at Paradise, you decided that she's the sweetest person ever.
No, we've traveled together.
Okay, well, that's great. Then I definitely concede to your knowledge. You know more than I do. She's the sweetest person ever. I thought you were saying just from the time that we spent with her on Paradise. And she was very sweet. But I don't think that's enough time to make the distinction that she's the sweetest person ever.
Correct. That's why that's not what I said.
And I understand. I don't even know why I'm still talking about it, to be honest.
So let's bring Serena in.
Yeah, let's get Serena Pitt in here, huh? Serena, welcome to the podcast. We're
Thank
so happy
you.
To have you here. I don't even know, like, we introduced you before you got on. We didn't really do a proper segue into having you co-host with us today. So for the listeners out there, you obviously know Serena. She was from Bachelor in Paradise, I want to say season 7. Yeah? No, season 8.
Seventh season.
Seven, I think. Seven.
No, it was 8. It was,
Seven.
No, it's I think right it was there. 7, because the last one was 8, right?
It was. I was, for some reason, thinking that Ashley and Jared got engaged on season 7, but no, that was season 5, so.
Yeah, because that was Joe's first season.
Right, right. Oh, yeah,
Joe they need to start seasons. Titling the seasons.
Yeah.
Like, it's easier with Bachelor, Bachelorette, because you're like, oh, like, Matt James's season.
Yeah.
But with Paradise, they need to start giving them, like, a creative title so people can identify.
If you could name your season of Paradise, what would you name it?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Dumpster Fire, then I got engaged.
What would you name ours?
Joe.
Bachelor in Paradise show.
I feel like every season is. It's never like.
Yeah, it's never like Beautiful Oasis.
Exactly. It's never what you think it's going to be.
Well, I think every season has one defining moment. So I think you just have to think about what the defining moment is and then name
tears.
It off of that. Every season has tears.
Or they could like create a theme within every season.
Right. That's true. Bachelor in Paradise, 80s edition. Oh, and then you just show up wearing 80s clothes the whole time?
Someone did that. Was that your season?
Yeah, we did like an 80s prom theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like brought us a bunch of like 80s clothes.
That's so fun.
But then they could make like the whole overarching theme that as well. Like
everyone stays in 80s the whole time. Yeah. 80s swimsuits. That would be really fun. Yeah,
the intros would be 80s themed. The food would be 80s themed.
You can't really.
That would be crazy. That would be so hard. You think Caitlin has a lot of clothes now? Imagine she had to go on a show that was 80s themed for a whole month. Yeah. She'd need a whole new wardrobe.
I mean, when I was in Paradise, I just wore the same shirt and swim trunks every single day.
So did Joe. He packed half a suitcase. No way. You're allowed to bring two full ones, right? And a small one. He brought one half-packed suitcase of t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think same.
Men stay doing the least, right? Men stay doing the least. Even when I was on Bachelorette, I brought a duffel bag, and that was all I brought. And there were guys on my season that had brought like three checked bags with like the vacuum technology that would like shrink your clothes.
I actually tried that out when I was going on the show, but I felt like I could like squeeze a lot more in
I get the theory. It's just funny to see grown men. I mean, I guess, you know, it's weird to say out loud, but it was just funny to see grown men putting that much effort into their clothes. I don't know why. I just thought it was kind of silly.
Well, you also grew up in a mountain town where people don't care, typically.
You also showed up with a duffel bag, so like they could say the same about you.
That's 100% true. That's very true. All right, so season 7, Serena, welcome. You famously, well, it's not what made you famous, obviously, but you and Joe are famously now married, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so
you
guys got married. We did.
But can you explain this all to me? Because I saw the Instagram post, but it looked like it was just like a intimate thing versus like a full-on wedding ceremony, which I think you guys are still planning on having, right?
Yeah. So we got into the wedding planning process. Like we picked a wedding planner and kind of started looking at venues, and we just didn't want to wait the whole year to get married. We thought it'd be fun to like kick off the wedding process with an actual wedding. And also we just had so much like extravagance and publicity around our relationship. Like we thought it'd be really cool to do something just super kind of untraditional and intimate. I mean, nothing about our relationship has been traditional to this point anyway, so like why start now? So we kind of looked into getting married at the courthouse. We have some friends here that did it during the pandemic, and you can't like wake up and just like show up at the courthouse and get married. Like it's not like Vegas. You have to kind of like put in the paperwork and you do a call with them. And it was about a 3-week process from the time we like first submitted the application to our actual courthouse appointment. So we were allowed to bring one witness. So we brought Natasha Parker from our season and she was our witness. She like signed the form, and then you go into this room and like, we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. We were just like, yeah, like we go, we'll sign some documents and we'll be married. But they make you like, I mean, like if you saw the video, like we had to like, they're like stand, hold each other's hands. So it was very surreal and like actually so emotional because you're like saying your vows. And I don't know, it was like 8:45 in the morning on like a weekday. Like we didn't really, like you could see how we're dressed. We're like,
and it was $30.
Yeah, it was $30. It was so cheap. Like, I don't know. Like after we did it, we're like, do we still want to do a whole wedding? Yeah. Like, it's going to be so much more. This was like the cheapest thing ever. But yeah, it was great. Honestly, we went and we had like breakfast after, and then my parents flew in that night to take us for dinner, which was fun. We got to like surprise all of our friends and be like, we just got married. Woo.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
This sounds like my dream. And
It's too late.
Okay. So my first question is, you said it was $30. Well, actually, no, I've got a million questions. Let me start with the first one that came to my head when you were talking. So you said it took 3 weeks from planning it to doing it. Leading up to that day, those 3 weeks, were you like, was there any weird feeling in the air? Not like weird, but like bad decision weird, but like, were you getting excited? Were you getting nervous? Like what was kind of going through your head?
I don't know. I don't think it really like hit us that we were doing it until the night before. Like we talked about it enough and like we knew we were getting married. Like I didn't have that like, oh my God, what are we doing? Like, should we wait? Feeling like we were very much like, yeah, we're getting married. This is great, whatever. And then the night before, I remember us laying in bed, looking at each other being like, oh my God, we're getting married tomorrow. That's insane. Because I feel like when you do a whole wedding, you have like almost a whole year leading up to that moment to like wrap it around your head that like, okay, I'm getting married. Like it's really like drilled into your head for a whole year, right? Like all of these decisions are being made. For us, it was like 20 minutes on the laptop to book an appointment. Then we had like a Zoom call And like in between that, like we weren't really thinking about it. And the night before we were like, wow. And then even the morning of, we just kept looking at each other being like, I cannot believe we're about to go get married right now. Like, this is insane. But we were so excited. Like it was very easy and it was just fun. And yeah.
When it came to the vows and stuff, did you guys prepare vows leading up to it, in the sense where it was what your real vows would have been at your real, like at a big blowout wedding? Or was it more of just like an off the cuff kind of spontaneous thing?
So when we went, we didn't realize that we were going to have to like stand at the podium and like even like say vows to each other. We thought it was going to be, because like I've only been to like one wedding, and I remember at my cousin's wedding, like they sat down at a table and basically like signed their marriage license. And I just thought that that was going to be the whole process at the courthouse. I didn't realize they were going to have like someone there marrying us, essentially, which I guess I should have. I just didn't know. So we didn't have anything prepared. Like we were even shocked by that part of it. So we were basically just repeating what they were saying to us back to each other, which is very short. It's just like, do you take Joe to be your husband, essentially? And for our wedding, I think we will prepare like vows, because we're still going to have a full wedding. So for that reason, because we're already married, we then want to kind of say something a little more personalized.
Gotcha. And that kind of answered my last question. Well, not my last, but another big question I had was, because you guys already had the wedding per se, I would imagine you could save so much money by having a party that looks like a wedding, but not calling it a wedding. And since you're not saying the word wedding, you're going to save, 50% on all of the expenses and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been learning that too, that the minute you tell any venue or vendor that you're having a wedding, the prices are so much more expensive than if you're just like, yeah, we're just throwing a party, which is crazy to me. Yeah. And like just the cost overall of weddings, like for the first few months, we were kind of like, what are we doing? Like, we're already married. It was $30. Like, we could just have some like intimate dinner with our family and friends, or like throw a reception, or I don't know, like this money could literally go to a home that we're spending on this wedding. Like it's really jarring finding out how expensive weddings are. But with that being said, I'm not someone that like grew up dreaming of my wedding, but at the same time, like I still want that experience. Like you only get it once in your life. Like I want to walk down the aisle. Like I want to wear a white dress. And like, if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it. Like, and I don't think I'll ever look back. And like, I might be like, wow, that was a lot of money, but I don't think I'll ever look back and like regret doing it. But like, I would be scared that I would look back and be like, wow, like I missed out on something in my life that like would have been this like huge celebration of like Joe and my relationship. And like, we do like have our family and friends like all over the place. Like mine are in Toronto and his are in Chicago. So like, for us, it's important to have like that coming together of everyone, because it's not like we're going to have that like for a lot of events in our lives. Like it's not like we're going to do like Sunday dinners with our parents together necessarily. So being able to have like everyone come together in one place is kind of like what the like big driving force was for us to kind of do the wedding.
Yeah. I love that. Are you going to do like a bachelorette, bridal shower, all of that?
I'm going to do a bachelorette. I just booked my bachelorette actually like 2 days ago.
So fun.
We're going to go to Vegas. I've never been, so I'm excited.
Oh, woo! The best place ever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You guys live there, don't you? Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then I don't know if I'm going to do a bridal shower or not. I'm still kind of up in the air. My really close family friend has offered to throw me one if I want it. It's just a matter of like, it would kind of just be like the same people going on my bachelorette and then like my family, because, and like obviously Joe's family would be invited, but like they live in Chicago. Like if they all lived in the same place, I feel like it would be, or if like they were all able to come, like it'd be really special to have like everyone in one room. But I don't know. I already feel a little weird about the bachelorette, like having an event that's surrounded around me where like I feel a sense of like responsibility for everyone to have a good time. Makes me like really anxious and a little uncomfortable. At least like with the wedding, it's shared with Joe. So we'll see. I'm up in the air on the bridal shower.
Yeah. I was going to say, how your engagement party was, because he is the same way. Mm. And he had fun at the engagement party, but yeah, he doesn't love the pressure.
Lots of pressure. And I like how you said it too, at those shared events, you share the burden of attention, I guess. But then at your bachelorette party or bridal shower, whatever it is, it's just you. But also on the other side of it too, it's like those people that are going to that are like your closest friends. So maybe it's less of a pressure because, you know and love those people. So we're in the process right now. Well, I guess I'm in the process of planning my bachelor party and she's already got hers planned. But yeah, that's not for a few more months anyway.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Diego, making so it easy for everyone. And I don't know if you're having someone plan your bachelorette, but they have made it so easy. I'm using Batch to Basic and they just sent me like the whole itinerary and they send everyone like payment reminders. So I'm excited.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I was actually looking at one, I think it's called I'm in Miami Batch or something like that. And I was, if I went to Miami, like they would have been great. But I think because we're going to Vegas, like we're partnering with the hotel, like the Venetian. Okay. So I feel like a lot of activities will take place like at the resort essentially. Sure. But if I was to do it somewhere like Miami or Arizona, like something like that, where I'm like booking dinners, I feel like having someone plan it for you is so helpful.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the nice thing about Vegas. Yeah. It's very, very concentrated in the area. You can just kind of like not really even leave the Venetian if you don't want to.
Yeah. I feel like it's like an all-inclusive resort, but everything's really expensive.
Yeah,
exactly.
All-inclusive minus the inclusivity and the prices are super high.
yeah.
Mine's going to be in Jackson and that's going to be similar. Like we're the only real lodging you can book is like hotel rooms and I don't have like a best man or anything like that.
Okay.
But there's going to be like 14 people at my bachelor party. And so it's just like a big, big burden to schedule that for everyone, especially when I am awful at planning. So we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah. I messaged my girlfriends and was like, we're doing a destination wedding. So like, if this is a lot to ask, like don't feel pressured to come. But like, I'm trying to just think of it like a big girls trip versus like a bachelorette party. But then obviously my girlfriends are like, we want the balloons. We want the dick straws. We want it all. Yeah. I'm like, all right, well then you can bring it. I'm not packing that in my suitcase.
Right.
Where's the wedding?
It's in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. It's at like an old cigar factory. It's like an industrial kind of venue.
Nice.
That'll be so cool.
You always talk about Charleston, don't you?
Yeah, I love it there.
Oh.
Have you guys been?
Yeah. I used to live in North Carolina, so I was like 4 hours from there, I think.
Oh, nice.
Would go whenever I could.
Mm.
Yeah, Dean hates really the cute. South, so he'll never go.
I don't hate it. I've never had a positive experience down there, but I've also just never really traveled down there. So
I mean, look, like if you had asked me if I was gonna get married in the South, like I definitely would have said no. I didn't think I would.
Yeah, why'd you guys settle on that?
We wanted a destination wedding, but we want it in the US. So we kind of told our planner, like, just research a bunch of different like weekend getaway cities that are gonna be accessible for people from Toronto and Chicago and also just fun. Like our friends want to go, they want to like day drink and party. And we just want, if we're going to make people travel, like we want it to feel enjoyable for them where they're going and easy as much as possible. So we were looking at Austin, Texas. We were looking at Charleston. We were looking at Nashville, which were kind of like all big, like wedding cities. Like Nashville's got like a million venues. And then just our favorite venue was Charleston. And I spent some time in Hilton Head, South Carolina. So I'd been there like two or three times before. And just, we thought it would be a good fit. And then when we went and checked out the venue, we're like, yeah, this is great. We love it.
Nice.
So kind of like random, like we have no personal ties to this place, but it'll be cool. Like we'll develop a personal tie to it because it'll be where we got married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cigar factory is pretty cool.
That's funny too, because yours is in a neutral location. So it's like Joe's family and your friends are all having to go to this random place. And then ours is where I basically grew up. So I feel guilty because it's like, okay, I'm familiar with the area. A lot of my friends live close by, but then Kaylin's family and friends all have to go out there for the first time. So it's less
neutral.
But
no one's complaining about going to Aspen. Everyone's excited.
I was
going
to say, like, that's a pretty nice place to go to.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would say only like 15% of the wedding are actually currently living in Basalt or Aspen.
Maybe less. And that's true. It just does feel, I don't know. Like a neutral site would have made me, not that I've actually felt this way until just now, but a neutral site, you know, kind of makes sense. That way no one is like.
I mean, we did our engagement party in Toronto, if that makes you feel better. So we did make everyone travel there for that.
Yeah.
But
how involved is Joe in the wedding planning stuff?
He's very involved. Oh. He's very involved. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I honestly like would be nervous to make a decision without checking with him first. Not that he doesn't trust my decision making, but like he is very opinionated. Just as in general as a person. But I like it. Like, I like that he cares what like the save the dates look like and stuff like that. Like he helped me like pick our tasting menu, like all the cake flavors, like all the venues. Like it's been very 50-50. I'm a little bit more involved in like the administrative stuff of like going back and forth with the planner and like all of that, but that's just more my strength. But yeah, he's all up in it.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you guys made any like weird decisions, like unique, quirky type of decisions?
That's a good question. I don't think so. What would you define as a quirky decision for a wedding?
Well, I really want to have ice cream cake instead of wedding cake at our wedding.
Oh, you're about to say something else.
I really also
want to
wear
a lot of ideas.
I really want to wear a penguin tuxedo.
No, your secret surprise.
I really want to. Can I say it?
No.
Okay. I really want a special musical act while Kaylin walks down the aisle.
Joe's had, you know what? Joe's had a lot of these. He's come to me with a lot of music suggestions. He was watching Triangle of Sadness the other day and like loved it. So all of a sudden I'm getting all these songs that I should be walking down the aisle to. I'm like, what am I listening to? This like instrumental rock, man. Like, oh, I can't walk down the aisle to this. And then he has sent me some like outfit ideas that were vetoed. But we are doing ice cream sandwiches, I think, because it's like his favorite dessert. And we're going to do like a dessert bar. And his one thing was he was like, I want cookies and ice cream.
That's so nice.
I think we can make that happen.
What a gracious person you are to let him have that at his wedding.
He wants an ice cream cake. I don't know what the logistics of, like,
I was gonna say an ice cream cake. You might need like a freezer for that.
I just want a big freezer.
I just want a Baskin Robbins mint chocolate chip ice cream cake that's 3 feet high and has tiers on it. I don't think that's asking
that's
for too much.
That's extremely specific.
I don't think that's asking for too
much. I don't know if Baskin and Robbins can deliver on that.
Yeah. They could find a way. It's 2023. There's ways for, you know, anything to happen these days.
Anything. Do you have your dress yet?
I do. I have my wedding dress, which I'm excited about. But I'm still searching for I want to do a second dress. So I kind of like rushed into buying my first dress. Like, not that I don't love it, but I very much like went to like two stores and like picked the first one that I like loved and was like, yay, I'm done. And then I don't know if you felt this at all. Like, I have dress panic every day. Like, my feed is just covered in dresses and I'm like, oh, I love everything so much. Did I make the right decision? And then sometimes I'll call my sister. I'll be like, I hate my dress. And she's like, no, you don't. You love it. Like, go back to doing what you're doing. Like, you're overthinking it. But I feel like there's just like so much pressure on it. Maybe that's just me putting pressure on it. I don't know.
No, I think like Pinterest and Instagram make it more difficult too, because you're just being flooded with all these other options. Mm-hmm. I felt that way immediately after I said yes to the two dresses. And then I started to panic. But I'm really happy with it. But I don't know. There are days where you're like, shoot, did I miss the wrong?
Because you buy it like 8 months in advance.
Right.
And it's like, I feel like I've done so much more research now than before I went dress shopping. So I'm trying to like take my time with the second dress and then like balance out the things that I feel like maybe like I don't have in the first dress so that I kind of have everything that
I
would want. And then I'm just going to block everything off of Instagram and Pinterest that are wedding dress inspos.
I know, like, I unfollow every account.
Literally. Like, bye, restrict, mute, don't show my explore page.
Have you had your first dress fitting yet? Because I think we're only like 2 weeks apart, our weddings.
Yeah, we are. Because I know Wells actually messaged us and was like, okay, we're all in the clear. Like,
right.
I think like there was like uncertainty if like we were gonna have crossover. But we're beginning of September, and I think you guys are middle, right?
Yeah.
I haven't had my dress fitting yet, but it hasn't come in yet. Hopefully like next month or the month after.
Yeah.
But
I guess it's a little
early. Just went back and they like let me try it on again. So I was like, because I was like, I think I want a different veil. They were like, okay. So I went back and tried it on again.
Are you gonna have a veil? I guess I should know that, should I?
You shouldn't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Joe keeps asking to see my dress. Have you been doing the same? He's like, just show me. Let me see it.
What? No, yeah. I will not show him. I've showed like everyone. Everyone's like, ooh, did you pick out your dress? I'm like showing everyone because I'm so excited.
I'm the same. People say like, don't show anyone. And I'm like literally like offering like, people please. To see my dress. I'm like, oh, yeah. Do you want to see it? They're like not even asking. Like,
it's like a baby.
So, okay.
I'm like, please.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned the Wells thing. Wells at our engagement party, he brought that up too. He's like, I don't know if I can make it to your wedding. You know, Joe and Serena are getting married in September sometime too. And this was like before I think either of us had dates. And I was like dogging him so hard on it because I missed his bachelor party and his wedding. And I was like, dude, if you miss my wedding, I'm going to be so mad.
It's okay. Like, I missed his wedding too.
Oh, you did?
Right. Yeah, Joe went and I had COVID. I couldn't go.
Oh.
So I had a very valid excuse. But
I was in Pakistan.
Yours is valid too.
But I was like getting so mad. I was like, Wells, you have to be there. If you're not there, I'm going to be so sad. And he goes, what are you talking about? Like, you missed my wedding. Not that he would do that to get even with me, but I realized how much you would be sad if one of your good friends missed your wedding. You know, it's like kind of a big deal.
So. I feel like in the moment, you're like, there's going to be 150 people there. Like, you're not even going to notice I'm not there. But then when it's your wedding, you're like, oh, I guess I like actually do.
Yeah.
Like, even just seeing their faces like means something.
Yeah.
That's been the biggest surprise to me. We've gotten like two no's, and one of them I was pretty offended because I was like, this makes zero sense that you're not going to come for this reason. But I thought the same thing going to weddings. Like, there's going to be so many people. I'm not going to be missed. But people do care.
People care.
Yeah,
it's like you take it. I feel like I'll take it. Even there's people that like I know probably won't come or we invited being like they probably won't be able to make it. But I still feel like you have like a twinge of like, I'm a little sad that you're not coming to my wedding, even though like I didn't think you were going to come.
Right.
I know we felt that for our engagement party a little bit. Like, there were certain people who couldn't come. And I was like, we still had 90 people there. But I was like, oh, it's sad.
Jeez, 90 is a lot. How big is the wedding going to be?
Well, Joe has a very large Italian family. So I think our guest list for just his immediate family is like 65 people, maybe more, maybe closer to 70. What? Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So like we're not, there was no small wedding option for us.
Yeah.
Like that is a small wedding. Actually, just his immediate family is what would be considered a small to medium sized wedding. But dang. I think our guest list is like 185 right now. But like we know we're having a destination wedding. So we know that'll like kind of impact the RSVPs. We had like the toughest to this day are having like the toughest time with the guest list on like where to cut it off. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I didn't expect to have such a hard time, but.
Oh, yeah. 100%. In my head, I'm like, oh, everyone I've ever talked to can come to my wedding.
Oh, my gosh. He keeps adding people. And we have a very specific venue. Like, people are going to be on the property the entire time. So we can only fit so many people. And Dean's like, no, my golf buddy's got to come.
Well.
He doesn't.
He's got to. Yes. And then, well, this is the issue that we've recently been faced with is. When I look at the list of people attending the wedding and I'll see someone that Kaylin's known for 8 months and I'm like, oh, but I've known this guy for 3 years and I see him every single week. He's got to come to the wedding.
Who?
I'm not going to say it on the podcast. I'll tell you afterwards. Okay. But it's like when I start sizing up, like, you know, A to A or apples to apples or whatever, I'm like, oh, well then this person has to at least get an invite. Even if they, I don't know, it is definitely a challenge, especially with our venue. It's like very strict. It's like 95 people, very strict. The nice thing about us in our situation, I guess nice is a loosely used term, is we only have our very immediate close family that we're close with. And we don't have like a big familial guest list. Like between the two of us, there's like 14 family members.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
So
that's nice.
So it kind of, it's like mostly friends and it doesn't, there's no like expectation where, you know, Kaylin's family list is going to be huge and then mine is small or vice versa. So it kind of like relieves some pressure on us that way, I guess. But
yeah, do you have a big family?
Not really. I'm trying to think, like, I think my like family guest list is like 20 people. Like that's including both my mom and dad's like siblings and my cousins and grandparents and stuff. So like compared to Joe's, like it's small. But yeah, that's all good.
Should I invite my aunts to the wedding?
It's too late for that.
I got to at least send an invite. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, you're graduating high school. Send out invitations. And then that way they know that they're included, even though you know they're not going to make it. And then maybe they'll send you a gift too.
Yeah, you get the credit for the invite.
Yeah.
It's like, at least you got invited.
But what if they come?
Yeah, then you're screwed. But I feel like 95, like, or at least having a strict guest count is helpful because our venue, the outdoors only accommodates 200 people. The inside accommodates 500, but we are using the outside for cocktail hour. So technically our cutoff is 200, but like we don't want that many people. Not because like we would love to invite everyone to our wedding. Like we're social. We want to have a huge party. The more the merrier is like really our mentality. But like our wedding planner is very much like, look, the best way to cut down on costs is to have less people. Like that's truly what it is. So we're kind of trying to stay like end up around a certain number. And like the more people you invite, the further away from that number you get and the higher up everything goes on your budget list. So we'll see what happens.
It's crazy. The cost of food, the cost of alcohol, the cost of it is
flatware.
Insane. Yes.
Yeah.
We got lucky. Our venue includes like all the silverware, tables, linens, chairs, but
ours is so too.
Lucky. No, our venue host is a nightmare.
He's the worst.
No, really?
Yeah. But luckily we don't really have to deal with them. It's the wedding planners.
That's good.
But yeah, so I mean, the cost is crazy. And last night I was up a little bit just getting stressed. Even like hair and makeup, you're flying in and you have to put them up and pay for their rental car and all sorts. It just really adds up.
It adds up.
Yeah. No, it does. Like even like I'm doing like Kristen from Contour Fos is coming to do my hair and makeup and like love her. I'm so happy she's doing it. But yeah, then it's like you forget about all the add-ons of like, okay, like Ubers, hotels, flights there and back, like anything that goes overtime, like it just, every little thing adds up. So yeah, I mean, if you're looking to save money, $30 at the courthouse, guys.
Yeah.
Well, we might go do that today.
If we didn't have all of our deposits down.
Oh yeah, that's right. We had a great musical guest reach out to us and say, hey, we'll play your first song for free. And we're like, oh, great. And then we started adding all the expenses up and we were like, oh man, this is going to be a lot more expensive than we thought. So we're going to say no to that because it's like airfare and a hotel and you know, all the other things that they might need while they're there. It's crazy.
And meals. And Aspen flights alone are $1,000. And then stay in Aspen is insane. So we chose not the best place to get married.
We wanted to do a band too. We were like, Joe is dead set on a band. He like loved Wells and Sarah's band, was like, it's just, it brings so much more energy. But again, the like, we couldn't believe the cost of some wedding bands. And I mean, like, it's not like that I'm saying like they're overpriced. I just like, I had no idea. Like, here's the thing, like planning a wedding is something you just don't know until you do it. Yeah. And then you're in it and you're like, wow, I'm learning so much. If only I could have like five of these. By the fifth one, I would be crushing it. But the first one, like, thank God for our planner. Truly.
Yeah. Seriously. Because like,
I would not know what the hell was going on.
It just makes me want to buy 20 acres and turn it into a wedding venue.
Truly. You should. And then you should live there and you should rent it out.
Yeah. They're making so much money. It's so insane. And when everyone says like weddings are so expensive, I'm like, okay, maybe like 20, 30,000. And Dean, we talked about budget. And I think Dean initially said $5,000 for the whole wedding.
Really?
When we first started talking about weddings.
I would love that if that was possible.
Yeah. And then I was like, that's definitely not possible. But then we start getting hit with numbers. And even for a wedding photographer, two people for 2 hours of the rehearsal dinner and the wedding day, $55,000. I was shocked.
Yeah, but
not
they
even
were like,
video.
That's
I found
a high
them on
quote.
Vogue weddings. So like, yeah, sure, that was my bad. But still, 55.
And you you knew that it was gonna be expensive. You just were like,
No.
But you just don't know what average is, right? Like if you told me like, oh, you're gonna book a wedding photographer, how much do you think it is? Like, I would be like, I genuinely have no idea. I've never booked a wedding photographer before. Mm-hmm. And then like if you asked me what the spectrum was, like I don't know what I would have said, but like I feel like it's literally anywhere from like 5 to 10,000 to like 60,000.
Yeah.
Like
right.
It's such a wide spectrum. And like you're like, okay, like my favorite photographer is shooting for Vogue, but like that's my budget for my whole wedding.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, if you want a free wedding photographers, we can be your go-to.
Yeah. We're trying to build our portfolio. Yeah,
I feel like within like Bachelor Nation, you know, like Blake Horseman could DJ, like you guys could be our wedding photographer and videographer. Like we should all just start, or Susie too. She does weddings.
Susie.
We should all just start being each other's like wedding vendors.
Right.
Or
save a lot of money.
We all team up like the Power Rangers and then we all become, you know, this outsourced.
It's the Bachelor package.
Yeah, the Bachelor package.
Truly. Yeah, we should start planning that. There should be, man, I should really not say this because someone's going to steal it. This is a great idea. There should be like a team of people from Bachelor that plan Bachelor Bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be a great idea. Too bad I don't have a background in event planning. I go right into that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You could do that. You love planning stuff.
I love planning. This has been my dream come true, planning everything.
Yeah, you're loving it.
It's so fun. I don't know what I'm going to do after.
Which is more the reason why I'm just hands off, because I'm not a planner and you love it, so.
Yeah, I try to give Dean a say and I like ask him his opinion and he's like, whatever, I don't care.
He just wants the ice cream cake.
I just want the ice cream cake.
I know.
Oh, man. I care. I know that you care more than I care. So it just would be silly for me to put my foot down for something that I don't care as much about as you.
Yeah. I do have a question. Have you changed your last name and are you going to?
I have not changed my last name. Still Serena Pitt. I'm going to change my last name probably to Amabile. There's just no rush right now. Like at the end of the day, if we weren't having kids, I would probably always stay Serena Pitt. The only reason I think I'll change my last name is because I want our kids and us to all have the same last name. And I actually know people who have said like having a different last name than your kids, if you're trying to cross the border, like from Canada to the US, gets very, very difficult. Cause they're essentially like prove that these are your kids because you don't have the same last name as them. So I think I don't have a middle name. Like my parents never gave me one. So if I can, I'm going to give myself the middle name Pitt and then switch my last name to Amabile. So I'll still be like Serena Pitt Amabile, but I won't have to hyphenate.
Why not? Why not Joe Pitt? That sounds pretty cool.
Joe Pitt.
Don't get me started. My dad would be freaking over the moon. He has two daughters and the line ends with him. Mm. He's the only son. So it's devastating. But yeah, I think it's important to him that I take his last name as much as I would love to have Pitt forever. Like, I think it's more important to him that I take his last name than it would be important to me for him to take my last name. Like if I felt really passionate about it, like it would definitely be a conversation we'd have, but I kind of always expected. And like, we could also hyphenate like Pitt and Mobley for both of us, but I'm just not really into the hyphenation of it all. Mm-hmm. But Mobley's mouthful. It's a great last name, but it's not as easy as Pitt. Pitt's quite simple. You guys are doing Bell, right?
We're doing Bell.
We're changing it up. But both my brothers did the same thing too. I was annoyed. Well, not annoyed. I'm happy for them. But I came up with this idea like 3 years ago. And then my oldest brother got married and did that. He took my idea. And then my second brother got married and did the same thing. And I was like, you guys are stealing my idea.
Don't tell them your future kids' names. They'll take them too.
All of a sudden,
you've got like seven Catherines in the family.
Right.
I already did.
Seven Debbies.
Yeah. That'd be cool, actually. I wouldn't mind if there is a few Debbies.
Joe's whole family's names are Joe on both sides. And it's so complicated.
Oh, my gosh.
There's like three Joe Mobileys.
So what's the children... idea? Are you guys going to have kids? Is there a plan for kids? Is it just going to kind of be whatever happens?
Yeah, I think we want to have kids. We're thinking two kids would be like what we want, if that is what we can have. Right now, we're just living life. Like, we haven't really put a hard timeline on it. The whole like dual income, no kid life is like really for me right now. And I mean, I definitely want kids, but I was saying to my parents the other day, I was like, man, like, it's hard to like imagine giving up your freedom, like selfishly, and like just how, you know, we went away to Florida with Joe's, with two of Joe's friends, and they have a really cute 2-year-old and he's great. And they're a beautiful family, but it really made me see, cause we were living with them, like kids are a 24/7 job. And like, I obviously knew that, but then seeing it, you're like, wow, like it really changes your whole life when you have them, which is both is amazing. But like, I want to make sure we're like really ready for that. And we're going to have them. It's just making sure like all of our ducks are in a row, and like there's no perfect time for anything. But yeah, it's a big decision to have children. Like, it really is. But yeah. two is what we're interested in. Maybe in like 2 or 3 years.
Dink life is the way to go. Can't go wrong.
It is. You can't go wrong with it. It's really the height of luxury.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you most excited about the second wedding? Because you're already married. What's like, What are you guys the most excited for?
Oh, I don't know. I think just, both of our, like both our engagement and our marriage now have been away from our family and friends because we obviously got engaged on the show. So when we had our engagement party, like it's a lot of like, running around and like saying hi to people and like a little bit stressful. But I just remember being like so happy seeing like all of our people together in one space. And like everyone just felt like it was just so happy and wonderful and like such a great memory to have. And like, I think I'm just excited for that, like to create those memories and like see, you know, Joe's loved ones, my loved ones all there. Like we just want people to have a good time. Like guest experience is like top of our list. And yeah, I'm just excited to like be in the room and like have that energy of like people around us and be like, wow, like we're married. This is really exciting. Like, I mean, it feels official, but like, I feel like standing up there, like saying our vows, I'll be like, holy shit, it's real.
Right. Yeah. Do you think Joe's going to cry when he sees you?
Oh, he really doesn't want to, but like, he's like, I'm not going to cry. I can't cry. We're doing a first look, which I said I would never do a first look. But when we talked to our photographer and our wedding planner, just logistically for like the day of schedule, it makes a lot more sense for us to do it. Especially just like with our venue and stuff, like it's going to be easier to take photos like in other spaces in the city, like prior to us going to the venue. So if he does cry, he has the privacy of a first look to like let it out, but get emotional. I'm like such a happy crier. So that's bound to happen.
Do you guys have honeymoon plans or ideas yet?
I think so. Nothing's like for sure set in stone, but we're looking at the Fairmont Mayakoba right now as maybe an option. I don't really care 100% where we go. I just said to him, like, I don't want to really do like a Greece or a Europe trip because I don't want to have to like plan a bachelorette and then plan a wedding and then also plan like a multi-destination honeymoon. Like we will do those trips. Like we love traveling. We'll always eventually make time to make it there. I would love to just go somewhere where we can like lay on a beach for a few days and like really unwind and relax after the chaos of it all. Because what we're doing is we have our wedding and then I think we have to go to his cousin's wedding the weekend after.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be like a really busy few weeks. So I'm like, I just want to relax. But what are you guys doing? You guys have been like everywhere. How do you pick a honeymoon vacation when you guys travel so much?
We're going to the moon.
Oh my God.
I really want to do South Africa, but I agree, like planning it is a lot, especially South Africa when you have to go to Cape Town, then you do the safaris. And
yeah, that's what Brett does for us.
True. Yeah. Wells's brother plans those trips. So I've been talking to him about maybe doing it for me.
That's amazing. I've always wanted to do one of those trips. I think like African safari might not really be on Joe's bucket list of travel, but I think that would be so amazing.
I don't know. One of our good friends was just down there and he said the food is incredible. So if it's really the food that gets him down there.
That's a point. That's a point for me. I'm gonna let him know that.
Are you guys, what's the food situation gonna be at your wedding? Because we all know Joe's a big foodie, so he's gotta have like a big hand in that, yeah?
He is a big foodie. The thing is, so we're talking about this and in the beginning, we were like, we need our wedding food to be like amazing. Like I was like, I want to do like family style pasta and I want to do food trucks and I want to do like all of these things. But like, and we haven't done our tasting yet. I'm very confident that like the venues we've picked, like the food is going to be delicious. But like, it's just so hard to have wedding food be like the best food you've ever eaten. Like they're serving like 100 people at the same time. Like Joe's a huge foodie and he's like, I literally can't even remember like any wedding. Like the food doesn't make or break the wedding. Like it's just a meal. You sit down, you enjoy it. Like I'm excited to do our tasting, but he's mostly concerned about like the ice cream sandwiches. Like as long as we got those, like I think he'll be happy. But yeah, what about you guys? Do you know what you're serving?
We need ice cream of some sort at our wedding.
I like ice cream sandwiches, but we can't steal that. So we'll make it. Maybe we'll do mini ice cream cakes.
It wasn't our idea. Our venue offers it.
I wanted a mochi cake. Just a bunch of mochi balls stacked up on top of each other.
Which I really love.
Which
you should just leave him in charge of dessert and like just be like, we'll find out when I show up. It seems to be what you're most passionate about.
Right. But our venue has a farm-to-table chef.
Oh, I love that.
So we don't really like have much say. We're going to do a tasting in June, but I don't know if like they're going to give us a bunch of options. I don't really know how it works.
You know what's so weird for tastings is, so when you pick your wedding, like you serve, like, I think we get like two mains and then like a vegetarian option. It's not like you get to try like 10 mains and then pick two. You only get to try two. So you're basically just trying what you're serving.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Just like making sure.
What if it's awful? Then it's like,
get to try like 10 different things and then be like, oh, these two are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just like, these two look the best. All right. They taste good too. Guess we're good.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I always envision too, is just like a table where you're just like picking and seeing what you love the most.
It's not going to be for us.
Nope.
Not for you. No.
Since you guys have been married, almost a year now, probably, right?
We got married, October. So,
not even January, like six months, I guess.
Like four, yeah.
I don't know. Time's weird these days.
Winter moves so slow. It's been a whole year in the last 4 months.
Yeah, especially in Chicago, I can only imagine.
You guys are in New York, right?
Oh, in New York.
Yeah, we're in New York. The weather's a little milder here, but still like kind of cold and gray most days.
Was there ever like a shift in like the relationship after the wedding that you guys experienced?
No, a lot of people asked us if we felt like our relationship changed in any way. Honestly, not at all. I was talking to a friend about this actually, because she was like, I feel like everyone always says like, oh my God, everything changes when you're married, or like the first year of marriage is the hardest year. I feel like that applies more to people that like maybe don't move in together until they get married, right, or like hold off on certain aspects of the relationship until they're married. Literally, like, nothing changed for us structurally in our relationship once we got married. Like, we're already living together, all of that stuff. So I feel like it's the same. I think it'll mostly change, like, when we have kids. The only thing that's changed is Joe loves to be like, I want a divorce. Like, if I, like, do something that annoys him, he'll, like, that's lift hilarious. That out as a joke. But so that's fun. You have that to look forward to.
Right.
Can't wait for those jokes. So I'm going to be ringing them off like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Does he wear a wedding band now, or is he waiting until the big ceremony?
He's waiting. So I just have my engagement ring. Like, I didn't get a wedding band, and then he didn't get one. So we decided to save like the exchange of rings and vows for our wedding, just to kind of like have still some of like the symbolism when we do it. But he also likes to make jokes about how he's a single man because he doesn't wear a wedding ring. So that might change soon if those keep up.
Oh my gosh. When you guys are like out to dinner or at a hotel, do you call each other husband and wives? If you're like, my wife needs a toothbrush or something.
Yeah, he does. But like, it's so bad. But like, we almost do it as a joke. Like, he'll be like, hi, my wife forgot her purse. But it's like, we're actually married. Like, it shouldn't be a joke anymore. Like, it's been 4 months, but it feels so weird still. Yeah. Like,
that's cute. So you're in the newlywed phase.
Yeah, we're still in the newlywed phase. But yeah, it, like, I will call him my husband, but like really only if I'm in a situation where I like have to refer to him as my husband. It doesn't like roll off the tongue yet.
I use all three. I call her girlfriend, fiance, and wife. It just depends on the mood. Like yesterday.
Just mix it up.
Yesterday I had to pick something up for an ad I'm doing from a food and wine near here. And they were like, oh yeah, we tried to deliver it this morning. And I was like, oh yeah, my fiance was in the shower and she couldn't get the door or something. And I was like, why did I call her my fiance? She is my fiance, but I use the fiance least often.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mostly girlfriend or wife. Yeah. Fiance is the one that feels like
pretentious.
Just so, yes, pretentious. Like I was going to say fancy. Pretentious is a way better word. Where you're just like, oh, my fiance. Yeah.
I hate saying it. But then it's like, if that's what you are, that's what you say. But then it feels like people have to ask you, oh, when you're getting married. And then they're like, oh, when did you get engaged? And I'm like, no, I'm not asking for you. Like, I'm not asking for that.
Yeah, it's like an invitation for people to ask you a bunch of personal questions about your life by saying your fiance. Like if I say my boyfriend, no one cares.
No one cares. Like,
if I say my husband, no one cares still.
Right.
But I actually followed this TikToker and she's engaged and she did a TikTok and she was like, I will not be using fiance. Like he is my boyfriend. Like I will be calling him my boyfriend and then I'll be calling him my husband. Like she's like, I can't get behind fiance.
Might do that. There was a point where I was talking about Dean and I kept saying it, fiance. And I was like, I feel like I sound so annoying right now. Mm. But that's what he is.
Yeah. Annoying. The thing with us is like, we were only each other's fiance. So like we were on the show and then I never really called him my boyfriend on the show unless I was like joking around.
Yeah.
And then we got engaged. So then he was my fiance for a year and a half. And then now he's my husband. So like basically the entirety of our relationship, he's been my fiance.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird.
And you never used it or rarely?
No, I would because like that's the only like thing I knew.
Yeah.
Really. But yeah, I don't know. None of it feels normal.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, Serena, thank you so much for joining us. We don't want to take up too much of your time, but we're excited to see the pictures. We're so happy for you and Joe. Offer still stands. If you guys need a wedding photographer and videographer, give us a call. Let us know. It's like we won't even be there. We'll use our long lens and shoot you from a distance, like paparazzi.
You can just drone shots only.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get some nice silent drones. That way you don't hear the buzzing all around you. What's one last question we can ask, Serena? Let's think of one last question.
Will you be doing the whole like cake in the face?
No, I actually said that to him. We were watching a movie the other day. We're watching Father of the Bride. And I was like, I'm paying good money and Kristen is spending a long time on this face. I swear to God, if you smash vanilla cake in it or whatever we end up eating, chocolate, even worse, like I was just like, don't do it. Like immediate divorce. Like don't do it. But he, I feel like, would feel just as passionately about me smashing cake in his face. So are you guys going to do it?
You can smash it in my face.
I think it'll
ice cream,
I don't want
it's going to like really smear.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can smash it in my face.
I'll do it to Dean. He's not allowed to do it to me.
Yeah, all up in the mustache. Be great for photos.
Mm-hmm. Well, the mustache isn't going to be here for the wedding, but
okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
This is more of just like a joke.
He looks to Caitlin to find out if he's going to be having a mustache or not.
Oh gosh, every time I look myself in the mirror with this mustache, I'm like, you are disgusting. You are just so gross. Yeah, so that's not going to stick around. But
I think that's a good sign. You should probably take it off if you feel that way about yourself.
I also need to lose 20 pounds in 6 months, so I got to get to work on that.
Oh, you're on that wedding diet.
I mean, I'm not yet, but I need to be. I've just been eating Girl Scout cookies, and that's about it for the past few days. So definitely not.
That'll
do it.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Like I said, we're so happy and excited for you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's so fun to chat with you guys when you're also planning a wedding. So
yeah,
I'm excited for you guys too. Can't wait to see all the pics and the videos and the drone shots.
Well, I want to say best of luck, but it seems like you guys already got it all figured out. So keep doing what you're doing.
Definitely not. But I appreciate the confidence that you have in us.
Big thank you to you for joining us. Big thank you to the listeners. And Serena, do you also host a podcast?
I do not.
Oh, I thought you hosted the one with Joe or something.
So I hosted Happy Hour for like a season. And then I like did the live show with Joe for Clickbait. When we interviewed Zach, which was really fun. I'm actually popping on to Clickbait, I think, this week too.
Nice. So the listeners that are listening to this, be sure to go check out Clickbait and check out Serena on Instagram and all the social media platforms and all that kind of stuff. Stay updated on the wedding and everything. But thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We love you guys and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Bye, you too.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast.
to live and die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's going to do it for this week's episode. It just flows so much better when Jared's not here. I want the listeners to just start DMing Jared and say, hey, just don't show up every week. Just collect your paycheck every quarter and just let Dean and Kaylin handle all the heavy lifting.
Okay, but you guys have all had time off.
I know.
When do I get time off?
I only say this because
I'm sick today.
I only say this because I know that I take a lot of time off as well. And Kaylin is sick. Kaylin has a cold. I gave it to her. You're welcome. I'm also dealing with some torn knee ligaments.
It's about me right now.
Okay. Yeah, let's focus on you. Kaylin is sick.
I'm just kidding.
She's drinking 2 green juices. She's got a bunch of medicine over here. She's been snoring up a storm every single night.
I have been. I'm sorry. I can't breathe.
Yeah. And I don't have a phone charger on my side of the bed, so I'll put my headphones in, but my phone's only alive for an hour, and then it...
Let me just say something about that. There are so many phone chargers around our house. Dean could easily just plug one into his side table.
But here's the thing is I forget all day to bring one up into the room. And then when it's time for me to go to bed, I am just too tired to go get one.
This is crazy. Let's also talk about your LCL real quick.
Yeah, I think I tore my LCL or my meniscus. Something weird happened in my knee. I was supposed to be going...
Can you tear your meniscus?
I think so. Huh. I don't see why not. Okay. Do you know what a meniscus is?
Nope.
Then how did you think you wouldn't be able to tear it?
Isn't it a disc in your knee?
I don't know. I actually have no idea. I believe it's a ligament on the outside of your knee. I don't know what it was. I didn't have a fall or anything. I hiked hard on it, I guess, is the only thing. I hiked 20 miles in 2 days in Patagonia. And I woke up and I can barely bend my knee now. So I'm getting an MRI this weekend. We'll see how that goes. But
you're just going to the doctor. They have to schedule the MRI.
But they don't need to know
logistics.
That.
Okay. But also the pain has moved from your knee to your quad. There's all sorts of things happening with this
guy. The quad is feeling better. The quad was just sore because I'm limping on my leg and I'm activating different muscles in my leg. That was my suspicion. And today I woke up and it doesn't feel as bad as it did yesterday. So I'm confirming that suspicion. But yeah, I was supposed to ski from now until the end of the ski season, but I can't do that because I can barely even walk. So now I'm just building faux beams in our guest room in the meantime while this thing heals, which is kind of a bummer. But that's the update on us. Is there anything else you want to share about our wedding planning or anything like that?
I mean, I'm just a little stressed about the money aspect, but otherwise we're good. And we have everything booked. Like every single vendor is booked. And now it's just the design process. So we're doing great. I mean, I'm doing great because you're not really involved, which I'm fine with.
Sensed a little bit of anger in that.
No, I like having free range and being able to do whatever I want. I have so much fun with this.
As a little girl dreaming about your future wedding, did you imagine your husband to be being so blasé about the planning process?
Yes, this is exactly what I dreamt.
It is.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you your dream.
Exactly.
Gosh, I'm so great, aren't I? I'm so great. And this is exactly what I dreamed, just not having to do anything, just sitting back,
just
relaxing and writing a check.
Writing a check.
Out of my fiance's bank account because I have no money.
Oh my gosh, this again.
Yeah, sorry. You know, if anyone's out there and wants to donate to the Dean Fund.
No, Dean is fine.
Yeah, that was just a little bit of extra work. Yeah, is there anything else we want to talk about before we say goodbye?
Probably.
Oh.
I always like think of things throughout the week and I'm like, oh, we should talk about this. We should talk about that. And then the time comes and I forget.
Do you want to talk about your Vanderpump Rules drama?
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
So if anyone following the Vanderpump Rules drama, it is wild. And I don't really know what else to say beyond that. It's crazy. I just can't imagine dating someone for a decade. We're dating, married, whatever. And my best friend is cheating on you with, what? Yeah. It's cheating.
Cheating on you with me.
Yeah.
Wait.
What? Those things always confuse me. I don't know why. But yes, I think it's wild. I think also the internet just loves to cancel people and hate on people. Yes, what they did is horrible and so wrong, but I don't think people should be just like, whatever, let them learn their lesson and don't be so hateful. And let's support Ariana. I think Ariana is an amazing person and we'll just uplift her without dragging people down.
Do you think they're doing this for headlines?
You know, that's definitely been a topic on TikTok. Mm. People think it's all fake just to get the views up. And I heard on a podcast that Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, it was the top rated episode, like highest viewership in 2 years, which seems like it should be more, but I don't know.
What was it? They had the guests from Vanderpump?
They had Lisa Vanderpump on.
But she's not even in the drama.
No, but Lisa is the owner of these restaurants and she takes care of all of her little chicklings.
Mm.
And so she was talking about it and basically said what I said, like, yes, they did a horrible thing, but let's not, like, you know, people's mental health are also involved. Like they did a horrible thing, but we can say they did a horrible thing without like sending them so much hate.
If people that I knew were having an affair, the last person I would care to hear about is their boss.
Well, like Lisa's also friends with them. The show is like, it started because of her.
Right. It seems like the highest rated show, you would expect one of the people involved in the scandal to be on the show, not just one of their friends. You know what I mean?
Yes. But also I think because it's basically Lisa's show, the other people on the show, they have NDAs and a lot of them have like tried to talk about it and go on podcasts and things, but it's Bravo and they're like restricting it. So also because it's Bravo, they can't go on Andy Cohen because it's live and they're worried like what they would say. That's my understanding. Could be totally wrong.
I see. So still crazy. Any new developments since last week?
You know, I check TikTok regularly and I haven't seen anything. I know Raquel apologized twice. Tom Sandoval also apologized twice. His first apology was like, no, I need to make money. Don't come after my business. And then that's literally it. And then he came out and he's like, oh, actually, like, I'm sorry to my partner of 10 years.
10 years, a long time.
9 years, but it's basically 10.
Hmm. Do you think they would have benefited from being in an open relationship?
Well, okay, so those are the rumors that they were in an open relationship. And like that was kind of leading up to this season. I heard you guys were in an open relationship. And so then it's like, maybe they were, but then he got feelings.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't really know. I just think, I feel for Ariana. And I'm putting myself in her position. If I were to be Ariana, I wouldn't want all this pity coming towards me, which I feel like she's getting a lot of pity.
Hmm.
I would just want to be like, whatever, I'm moving on. Like, screw that guy. So Ariana, keep doing you.
So they broke up.
Yeah, of course.
And is he dating the girl that he was cheating on her with?
There's a lot of back and forth about that as well. People are like, Raquel fired her PR team and hired a new one and said she's going to break things off with him. But then there's things saying like they're in love and they want to be together. So who knows?
I don't.
I could talk about this for days and I don't know why I'm talking. And I'm like, why am I talking about this?
Well, it's interesting.
To me, probably not to you.
It's not to me, but I'm glad that you're interested in it.
It's just crazy.
Do you want to talk about NFL free agency?
No.
Oh. Right. It's interesting to me, but it's not interesting to you.
Right.
You know, you see what I'm saying?
That's it. That's all I got.
I think that's all we got as an episode today, too. We got north of an hour. So anytime we can hit 60 minutes plus, I think we're doing a little too much, maybe. Maybe we could shorten it up a little bit. But, you know, Serena's a great guest. She's got a, you know, interesting slate of things coming up for her. So it's always good to hear from her and check in and hear how they're doing.
And thank goodness their wedding isn't on the same date as ours.
Yeah. Because then Wells wouldn't come to our wedding.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I guess Wells just values Joe's friendship more than he does mine.
We're really learning a lot about our friends and where we rank in their lives.
Well, Wells had more of an obligation. I know.
I'm just kidding. But with other people who aren't coming to the
wedding. Because then it's like, okay, fine, Wells, you can officiate our wedding if that's what it's going to take.
No, we already asked. Could you imagine saying,
hey, sorry, we actually don't want you to officiate our wedding anymore to Jackson?
Are we allowed to say that?
Why wouldn't we?
I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
We should just bleep random things out of the podcast. Just like,
I don't understand why you want to keep everything so secretive.
I don't know either. But I do.
Okay. Well, I guess I've got no comeback to that.
Yeah.
If you want to, that's your prerogative, I suppose.
I don't know. I guess I'm open to sharing more about the venue.
Maybe another day.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this week's episode of Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you so much for downloading us. Thank you so much for following us on Instagram. Help, I suck at dating still, for whatever reason.
That's all we got. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Do you want to sign us off?
I thought you just did.
Be sure to tune in next week,
where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Help We Suck at Being Newlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iheartradio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.